recently, I think it was a caller on your show, because you know, especially this was last week when you were at the height of the flooding situation, and you sent the pictures of your road in front of your home, and your mailbox covered and everything. I mean, and you were basically kind of stranded a little bit. And somebody called in and said, "Art Lewis, they're on your own island."
Yeah.
Oh no.
And I thought to myself,
"Oh boy,
Art Lewis and his own island."
I think I know where you're going.
Oh, we need to do something about Art's island, and this came, of course, to mind. You knew where I was going.
Of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port
aboard this tiny ship.
Everyone can sing along.
The mate was a mighty sailing man, the skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail.
Are you ready?
That day for a 3-hour tour.
Everybody,
a 3-hour tour.
All right, so it's the Gilligan's Island theme. Right, has there ever been? It's hard to top the Gilligan Island theme for a theme song for a TV series.
That's a big one.
Tells the story, gives you all the characters,
yes.
And it does it like in a minute.
Well, yeah, it was just 1 minute, right?
And of course, TV series don't use theme songs, and some do, but very rare.
So, which character is Art?
Well, there you go. I decided if we're going to make our own version of Gilligan's Island, I've got to cast the characters here.
Oh.
Now, of course, since I'm doing the casting, of course, I took the privileges of. Now, first of all, you got Gilligan. You need somebody weird, stupid, inept, clown.
But kind.
You're going to name names.
Sorry,
here?
Pat.
Kind-hearted.
I will bear the burden of being the stupid, inept. I will don the sailor hat and red shirt episode, and I will Gilligan myself.
You'll be Gilligan.
You do have the Bob Denver
in other words,
build.
I do.
In other words, you'll be the star of the show.
That's right.
Well, I never said that, but remember... Remember, I'm casting here, so
it just happened that way. Yeah, so.
I will take
There's
one
more.
I'll take one for the team. We need a skipper, of course. I need to think of the skipper. Now, I think of our entire staff now.
Yeah.
Skipper had a build that was one of skipper-like qualities of a man who spent perhaps a little too much time on the boat. Now, when I look at the staffing here, and apologies, but when you're the new man on the ship, Rick Antonio. Rick, you become the skipper. He's not here, so he can't defend
can't
that
means, himself. Right.
That means he'll be beating you with his hat the whole time, Charlie?
Yeah, exactly right. Right. Well, sometimes when working with Rick, I feel like I'm being beat by a hat sometimes. No, Rick's he's done a great job for us and a very... fine young man.
Hello, little buddy.
That brings us to the millionaire.
Ah, yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's good. Oh, yeah.
Love it.
We know where this is going.
Only one person on this morning team show could
afford. The man with all the bucks. Yes.
Congratulations, Art Lewis. You're Thurston Howell III.
I reject that. I'm the boat builder.
Can you say lovey for us?
No, I don't believe he
will.
Well,
now we have a situation now, of course.
This is the movie star.
Well, that's easy. I mean, only one could be put in a dress and looking as good as Ginger ever did. Ann Williams.
Oh, well, there you go. Yes.
That's an easy one.
That's an
easy one. Yes, that's an easy one. And please, the professor.
Yes.
I mean, come on. It's obvious. Dave Maurer.
Oh, yeah.
Professor.
You're the professor. Ooh. Yes.
So how about that?
The man who has,
ingenious, huh?
He's exactly right. You are definitely. Now the problem here is we have two staff members left and two female roles left. I apologize.
How are you looking at dress?
Pat and Michael?
Yeah.
Well, now, first of all, we need... You know, there was the millionaire and...
And his wife.
And his wife.
That's right.
And well, I figured, Art, since you and Michael are so attached.
Agreed.
Because he's the producer. Producer, of the show, yeah. So,
wait till we start calling him Luffy.
You know, that logic doesn't work very well.
Oh, why is that?
You know why?
Why is that?
Because opposites attract.
And you don't think you and Michael are opposites?
Not nearly as much.
Now we need, of course, the wholesome. She was from a small town.
Well, yeah, okay.
How are you at coconut cream pies, Pat Johnson?
Not good. Not good at all. I better shave for this role, right? Get rid of my beard.
This is the unfortunate.
Including your legs.
She did wear shorts, that's right.
She did, yes.
She did.
And I really don't have the curls either, but
we need to expand our staff, get us more women.
That was the problem I ran into. Oh, and I do have an extra role. We're going to bring back a staff member.
Ah.
Yes, we're going to bring back our just retired, a longtime associate, Bill Hewitt, who will play the part of the wrecked minnow. Someone has to play the shipwreck, and I can think of no better person on staff than Bill Hewitt.
Oh, boy. Well, he spent a lot of time on the water, let's put it that way, yes. As a Marine deputy, yeah.
As I said, my warped, weird thinking, I don't know why, it just, you know, one caller's comment to you, Art Lewis, about being on your O-line precipitated all this. Now we just have to come up with a storyline, and soon it'll be the WSW Gilligan's Island cast of characters, and we'll produce it at some time in the future. Stay tuned.